be fair, with Carry On, I mean, Middlesbrough signed him a few years ago when Tony Mowbray was in charge. And when he first came, I mean, he's a typical Championship winger in that he's hit and miss and he's inconsistent. But when he's on, he really is on. And you know, he's a nightmare to play against. I think Steve Evans had said today that he can cause opposition defences trouble. And that's the case. But to put it in the picture about what happened before, he got a bad injury at Bournemouth, I think in March 2014. Came back, struggled to get in, and kind of, I guess, didn't buy into what Karanka was doing at Middlesbrough. And he's just never been able to get back in since then. He's been out on loan at Brighton and Huddersfield and now Leeds. It's clear that his face doesn't fit with Karanka. I'd be surprised if I ever saw him play for Borough again. But if Evans can get him playing, Leeds have got themselves a player there. It'll certainly cause defences trouble.
I was going to say, when you looked at it and the loan deal at Huddersfield was cancelled, it always looked like someone else was going to go in for him and he wasn't just going to be walking back into the Middlesbrough side.
No, it was... the termination of the loan deal at Huddersfield came as a surprise. He was there until the end of the season, and he quotes early this season, he made out that he'd gone stale at Borough and he didn't see his future at Borough. So I guess from Borough's part, they just thought that was that. And it was Karanka's press conference yesterday, and he was David Wagner, the Huddersfield boss, had kind of praised Carriol's work ethic and whatnot. But we asked Karanka about that yesterday, and Karanka basically said, well, if he'd impressed Wagner that much, he wouldn't have been sent back early. So it was clear that he had his kind of opinion on what happened there. But, you know, he was always going to attract attention. I think if no Championship clubs had sniffed about, I wouldn't have been surprised to see if Tony Mowbray had come in from Coventry, who obviously signed from Middlesbrough in the first place. But he was always going to attract attention. And obviously, you know, Leeds come calling. He's worked for Steve Evans at Crawley back whenever that was. So it's a deal that suits all parties.
I think this has been something, again, that suits all parties on the pitch as well, because Steve Evans, I think, at times has been crying out for a couple of wingers to come in there and start whipping some crosses in when a few games have looked like they've really needed that kind of width. Get some good crosses in onto Chris Wood's head, get him into the back of the net. This is the kind of player who could really make an impact at Leeds, and he knows the area, obviously. He's been to Huddersfield. He knows the Yorkshire area well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it kind of doesn't change his routine, I guess, from what he's had for the last 4 or 5 months. I mean, you'll watch a lot more of Leeds than me, but, you know, if Evans is after someone who'll kind of, you know, stay out wide, get his boots white, avoid the cliche, and get the balls in for Chris Wood, who's kind of that towering front man, then Carriol will do exactly that. He might not track back, and he might not put a shift in that way, which is what Karanka demands from his wingers, and that's probably why his face hasn't fit over the last year or so. But if you get the ball at his feet and he gets running at defenders, that's when he can cause problems. And you know what it's like, defenders hate nothing more than a fast winger getting his head down and running at them, and that's what he'll do.
And looking at it, obviously, Karel, there was no need for him back at Middlesbrough, because Middlesbrough at the moment really are flying.
Yeah, it's been, to be honest, you know, they didn't stutter at the start of the season because they've never budged from the top six, really. But there was a couple of games when they were struggling to score. And, I mean, they've always been solid at the back, which means that they've never kind of had any real struggles. But they've struggled to score and whatnot. But the run of games in December looked on paper to be as tough as they'd come all season. And they've absolutely flown through them. I mean, they haven't conceded a goal in December. Karanka was named manager of the month today, which comes as no surprise. And Clayton, a former Leeds player, obviously got player of the month. He's playing the best football probably of his career right now. So, the way Karanka will see, I mean, he did say yesterday that he's looking to strengthen in January himself, but funnily enough, he's actually got rid of four left-sided players this week. Carriol went to Leeds, Wildschut's on the verge of signing for Wigan, Yannick Wildschut. Adam Reach has gone to Preston on loan, and James Husband, the left-back, who I think could possibly do a job on the left side of midfield as well, he's gone to Huddersfield. So it does actually leave Borough slightly short on the left side. They've got Albert Adoma playing there at the minute, who by trade's a right winger. The only other left winger he's got is Carlos De Peña, who he signed on deadline day and hasn't done anything yet. Then there's Stuart Downing, but he's playing his best through the middle. So, funnily enough, it shows, I guess, kind of what he thinks of Carriol, that he hasn't got too many options on the left, but he's still letting him move on.
So what are we talking about for potential recruitments coming in? He obviously looks like he wants to reinforce this squad. Have we seen any movement on the market in Middlesbrough at the minute?
There was talk, they did have Bruno Zuccolini on loan from Manchester City and Jack Stevens from Southampton, both who were recalled this week. Unsurprisingly, really, they haven't played much football. and let they provide, I guess, a bit of cover for Clayton and Ledbetter and Adam Forshaw in the middle. I wouldn't be surprised to see someone come in there and add a bit of cover. And like I say, that left-sided spot, it could well be more likely to be loan signings, short-term loan signings, or until the end of the season. I mean, there's a lot of talk of big money moves for kind of Jordan Rhodes, or that was what it was in the summer. I'd be surprised at that now. Ross McCormack has been mentioned as well, but we've been told this week that that's not the case, that there's no interest there. But I would be surprised if it was loan moves. And then, of course, there's Patrick Bamford, whose name keeps cropping up. Although reports this week seem to suggest that he's going to be given a chance at Chelsea, which is a surprise. But I'd love to see Bamford come back. He was absolutely fantastic last year.
And when you look at it, where Middlesbrough are right now, obviously the aim just has to be to go up.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's January and there's however many games still to play, but they've put themselves in such a position. I mean, if they win the game in hand, which is Blackburn away, it'll be 8 points clear of, or they would at the minute, you know, the 5 points clear of third place with the game in hand, which at this stage of the season is a staggering gap to have in a league where, you know, that doesn't happen. You know what it's like. It's nip and tuck at the top usually. But yeah, they have put themselves in a great position. You know, they've put themselves in a position where they can strengthen from that position now, so they can, you know, it shouldn't be hard really to convince players to come to Middlesbrough in January. The chances are they'll be playing Premier League football next year.
Well, manager of the month, player of the month, surely that's the big curse. They're going to lose the next game, aren't they?
No, we have a list, trust me, because this is the second time Karanka's had it this year, and I think it was last January where Karanka and Lee Tomlin both got manager and player of the month, so we've dug through it all. To be fair, it's Burnley tomorrow in the Cup, so although obviously you want to win, I guess it wouldn't be an absolute disaster, but as long as they don't lose it at Brentford or Bristol City next week.
Yeah, and inside the next five games, of course, you've got a trip to Elland Road coming up. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, obviously it was, to be fair, I think the game at the Riverside earlier this year, the scoreline, the result, I thought was harsh on Leeds because they gave it a go in the second half and they had a couple of chances and they couldn't got themselves back into it. But then again, you know, Leeds robbed Borough up here last year. How Leeds won that game, I'll never know. So there's probably justice from that, I think.